With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
So much of what we've been navigating has to do with truly getting out of survival mode and allowing ourselves to live in the present moment, to be here now, to not wait to live our lives. But I think that so many of us find ourselves in situations that we do not see as ideal. We do not see as something that we want to be in. And so we think to ourselves, we first have to get out of this situation before we can create what it is that we do want. I think it's about really switching our focus from that place of survival to really allow ourselves the grace, the patience to find that direction as we move through a life that is more aligned to us. Understand that we are creators. In every moment, we are creating. Whether we are creating something bountiful and we are consciously creating for ourselves, or whether we are creating the same situations that we've been in time and time again.
But you're awakening already. Right, it's already happening. That's why you're here and why you're listening.
Nothing is broken in your world. Nothing needs to be changed. Nothing needs to be different. And yet everything is constantly changing because it is the inevitable nature of that which is eternal.
What I've come to realize in this endless searching for answers is that there really are none.
If you spend your whole life trying to get your act together, then what do you have? You have an act, right? Instead of a life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Figuring Shit Out. I am Vanessa Fontana, and if you are new here, Figuring Shit Out is a collective undertaking of self-help, coming of age, and finding and healing yourself in a world of flux. It is meant to help you deepen and expand the most important relationship you will ever have, that with yourself. And this is episode 48. This episode is going to be a short reflection on some of the more recent themes that we've been talking about when it comes to really allowing ourselves to step into our power, breaking free from the limiting beliefs and the limiting scenarios that no longer serve us or that we have outgrown, and going towards something that feels aligned with who we are, whether that be a new life situation, whether that be a mindset that we want to embrace, or a new set of freedom that allows us to find community and friendships and relationships that are loving. Whatever it is, this episode is almost a palate cleanser, if you will, and a real statement that I want you to take away with and sit with in the week ahead. And that is, you cannot run away from something that you do not want and towards what you do at the same time. This statement was inspired by a TikTok I saw by a fellow creator called Chloe Deschelle on TikTok, and I will link that video in the description below. But essentially, she said that if you're running away from a bear, right, you're not going to end up at the Ritz-Carlton. You are at best going to be safe from the bear. You're going to find a cabin that allows you to be safe from this danger. You are going to be free of your fear, potentially, in the event of being safe from the bear. But if you create your ideal situation, or if you are going towards something that you want in your life, it's going to insinuate that you're already safe. You're already safe from the bear. You're already safe from danger. You're already safe from there being things that could provoke a sense of real fear that threatens your life. So much of what we've been navigating has to do with truly getting out of survival mode and allowing ourselves to live in the present moment, to be here now, to not wait to live our lives. But I think that so many of us find ourselves in situations that we do not see as ideal. We do not see as something that we want to be in. And so we think to ourselves, we first have to get out of this situation before we can create what it is that we do want. And I think that I have found myself in that fallacy as well. So for example, I've been very vocal recently about how I am pursuing this podcast full time and how creating is really where I want to take my life direction as it relates to my purpose and my career. But at the same time, I work in tech full time. And while I don't feel incredibly aligned with my job, and it's a situation that I have tried to figure my way out of, if you will, while making what I do want make sense at the same time, I realized that all of that thinking and all of that mental energy that I was exuding onto what I didn't want was keeping me from what it was that I did want. And so I think it's about really switching our focus from that place of survival, from that place of, but how am I going to do this? How am I going to live this life that I want? How am I going to actually really materialize my ideal scenario? How? That puts us in a state of fear. That puts us in a state of limit and lack. I know that every single other 20-something is figuring shit out in their own way. And that is why this podcast is so special and connected to the sentiment of coming of age, because it really feels like we are all in this timeline where we're not really sure what to do with our lives. And it's a lot more existential than it ever has been, because we have so much access to information and to what other people's lives look like and to what's going on in the world. And we are overwhelmed with the limitless, endless possibilities of things that could be wonderful, but also things that could go wrong. And we find ourselves stuck, stagnant, frozen, trying to figure shit out. And really the whole purpose and the point that we miss along the way is that our job is not to know anything. It is not to have a certainty in this specific direction that we're going, but it's to really allow ourselves the grace, the patience to find that direction as we move through a life that is more aligned to us, as we make small choices to align ourselves with who we want to be and what we want for ourselves, and slowly unlearn the patterns and the behaviors that have kept us locked, stuck, stagnant in places that we don't want to be. And so from that perspective, I want you to understand that we are creators. In every moment, we are creating. Whether we are creating something bountiful and we are consciously creating for ourselves, or whether we are creating the same situations that we've been in time and time again, and we are perpetuating creations that have come before us, perhaps through the way that you were taught by your parents and the way that your parents were taught by their parents. Whether we are creating through unconscious means or we're creating consciously, we are creators. And in every moment, we spend our energy, which is a finite resource. Unless we take care of it, unless we nourish it, our energy is not something that just comes right back to us, unless we put ourselves in places that allow our energy to flourish. Our energy is used in this creation. And so you can either use your energy to consciously enact change in your life that feels aligned and connected to who you want to be and where you want to go. And I say that with the caveat being, change is something that we're doing every moment. Change happens in the here and now. Change is not in some future state. Change isn't on a timeline somewhere far, far ahead of you. Change is right now. You're changing in every moment. Your cells are replicating. Your body is breathing. You are always changing, always growing, always evolving. And so we can spend our energy being conscious about the way that we create, being conscious about the way that we change, or we can spend the same amount of energy being unconscious and getting stuck in cycles and patterns that no longer serve us and living in that fear, running away or running towards. And it's really important that we create that distinction between those two things, because one of them is going to give our energy back to us, and it's going to allow our energy to grow tenfold. And the other, the one that is fear-based, the running from something, is going to take our energy away from us, because that is survival. It is such a huge theme in every single area of self-help, self-growth, self-development. That is the underpinning of it. It's, are we consciously creating or are we unconsciously creating? And what is holding us back if we are unconsciously creating from being conscious creators? Because we can decide, I do want to strive for my ideal state. I no longer want to feel like I'm running away from something. I want to be able to go towards, but I can't. It's like there's something that's holding me back, keeping me stuck, keeping me silent. And that is really, you know, the exploration of a lot of topics that we cover here, the inner child healing, going back and understanding where you may need to be giving yourself love, taking responsibility, where you are able to find places and spaces that give you energy instead of take it from you, and how to be conscious as a witness to your life and as a creator to your life. And it's a lot of balance, right? Like, these topics are not things that are easily digested in our bodies, which have been with us for so many years and have been used to a certain way of living. And so I want you to give yourself grace if you have been on this healing journey, if you've been exploring self-growth and development, and you've seen small changes, but maybe not changes that feel really, really impactful to your life. Because every single day that you consciously choose to consciously choose, you are doing more than you even know is impactful for you. By choosing every day to unlearn the things that you've been taught, you are creating newness. You are creating. And so the question that I want to ask you, what are you driven by? Why do you do the things that you do? What motivates you? This is a two-part question, what motivates you? Because on one hand, I'm asking this from the place of, I want you to go and look at your behaviors and look at the motivation behind your behaviors. Why are you reaching out to that person? Why are you, you know, doing the things that you do on a daily basis? What is behind your actions? Because there's a lot of things that we do for ourselves that are really great, right? We might meditate, we might go for a run, we might go exercise or go see our friends. But if you are being motivated by a sense of, if I don't do this, then something bad will happen, that's a real clue as to whether or not you are constantly running away from a sense of unhappiness rather than running towards a sense of contentment and peace in your life. And it's about reframing and changing the way that you are looking at things, but first becoming conscious of them. So, for example, I notice that whenever I'm resting, I find it really difficult to simply do nothing. I always make my free time to do things that I haven't gotten around to, rather than just having free time. And so the other day, I had a really beautiful Saturday to myself, and I just hung out and I cleaned, and it was a really simple day. But as I sat there at the end of the day, I started to feel this lack within me, and I started to feel this anxiety of, I should do this or I should do that, or I didn't get enough done today. And I sat and I thought to myself, Vanessa, like, nothing's wrong. Like, you had an amazing day. You were able to do all of these things. You were able to give love to these people. You were active on your feet. You cleaned. Like, rest. You don't need to keep going. Like, you can just rest, and there's nothing wrong with this day. And so after realizing that, after noticing that that unconscious pattern came up in me, I asked myself, okay, what do I need? Like, what would sound really good tonight? And I decided that it would be really wonderful to give my brain a break and to go put myself in a situation where I was open to receiving other people's energy. And so I went home, and lo and behold, a group of my friends are sitting in the living room and they're having a little wine and pizza night. And it's like, as soon as I was able to identify that this pattern is no longer serving me and say, I'm going to choose something else, immediately I was walking into, literally into my home, to exactly what it was that I had identified I needed. And it really had felt like, okay, I just need to be present to what is happening in every given moment and the way that I am reacting to it, the unconscious motivation behind why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. And so that example is really just my way of saying, you don't know how much of your mental chatter is just unconscious. It's just pattern. It's just what you've known for your entire life. And it's just something that hasn't changed yet because you haven't become the conscious witness of it and you haven't fully started to actively change it. And that really, really takes work. And you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. But for the most part, being able to know and understand what is giving you energy, what is giving you energy back when you spend time there, and prioritizing those activities, those things, and then setting the intention to do those things for the simple act of you enjoy them and they nourish you, is something that will start to draw you towards your ideal state rather than have you feeling like you're always running from something else. And so if you are doing these healthy things in your life, but you are doing them out of fear, you are doing them to keep yourself away from a version of yourself you don't want to be, you are essentially doing them to reach and strive for some sense of safety that you already have. And so I want you to just be aware of what you're driven by, what motivates you in the knowing that your intention behind what you're doing is almost as important as the act of doing it. But then as well, what motivates you and excites you? What lights you up? What is keeping you going? And asking yourself that, exploring and discovering that. You might find that when you realize what drives you and what your idea of success looks like, that you're actually avoiding areas that will give you the ability to do that because of fear. For instance, if you are someone who is motivated by a sense of service, giving service to other people, but you have a fear of letting your energy be seen or letting yourself be seen, and you isolate yourself from other people, then you are taking yourself away from the scenario of being of service, which actually is something that gives you energy. But because of this idea, this fear that you may be judged, you may be seen, you aren't worthy of giving or worthy of being someone that other people see as being of service, then you are cutting yourself off from the thing that gives you life force. And so that's another question that I want you to explore. Not only what is motivating you, what is motivating your current behaviors, but what excites you and lights you up and illuminates your life force. And really just being observational throughout the week, understanding where you are, how you feel, checking in with yourself and giving to yourself what you need. You can do this by slowing down. We spend so much time escaping. We spend so much time trying to take ourselves out of the present moment, scrolling on our phone, figuring out where else we could go when we're uncomfortable, when really whatever we are avoiding is simply asking to be felt. And the moment that you feel it and the moment that you witness the power of your own presence, the more you are able to take control of your energy, the more that you are able to dictate and direct where it is that you are going towards. You become a lot more conscious of what is draining your energy when you start to just set the intention of witnessing where your energy is going and how you feel. I noticed that my energy was literally being sucked away from me like a straw when I scroll on my phone for longer than 15 minutes
honestly longer than 10 minutes, and that this addiction to stimulation that our phones give to us is so deeply unhealthy. And I know that it's something we're all kind of stuck in that cycle of because of the modern day world that we live in. But last week, it was the middle of the week, I noticed my brain was getting super foggy and I just felt really icky. And the energy that was being created was old and mucky and it just like didn't feel good. And so I shut my phone off. I shut my phone off for an entire day and a half. I have an alarm clock that I bought specifically so that I didn't have to rely on my phone for an alarm, which helps a lot in the morning. Not going on your phone in the morning for the first hour of the day and really reserving that time to sit in and connect to your own energy and just be with yourself is something that will truly, truly change the way that you go through your life and the way that you are able to show up for others, for yourself, for your responsibilities. But shutting off my phone for a day and a half and really just being a present person and a live witness in my life was an incredible, impactful decision that influenced my ability to make my own decisions throughout the day. I was no longer driven by this need to escape. And something happened that day that, you know, I would have gone on my phone and tried to escape, or I would have texted someone and, you know, kind of started devolving into that pattern that I had been in. But I had noticed that this is a program that I want to take and reprogram in a different way. I want to be able to regulate, and don't we all? But I know that this device, this phone, is not helping me do that. So let me remove that. And then when you're there, you have no choice but to just slow down, to sit with it, to be with yourself. I went for a really lovely walk afterwards and I just talked myself through what I was feeling. And I really was able to process those emotions, feel those emotions in a way that had my phone been on, I'm not sure I would have done that. And so there's this understanding that yes, we have gone through hard things in our life that have made it difficult for us to go towards what we want and not feel like we're always having to run from something. It is a challenge to understand and to live in the power of creation rather than survival, when survival is all that you've known, and validating that, but also knowing that our habits, our day-to-day conscious choices are things that influence us deeply and greatly. And we are part of creating and perpetuating a cycle by choosing to escape in ways that maybe we're not conscious of, but we are still choosing to do. So I want you to just keep that in mind based on the things that we've been talking about on the last season of Figuring Shit Out. Fear is an illusion, and how to stop playing it small and start flirting with life and, you know, expecting that good things will happen to you and really understanding how to speak your truth, protect your peace, let yourself bloom. This is something that I really want to solidify as a concept because it's something that I'm learning so deeply, and I know it's so true that you can only line up with one thing at once. You cannot line up with what you don't want and also create and cultivate what you do want. You can only do one at a time. And so all of this work is just around us taking one step forward, not away, not breaking away from anymore. There are times where we're going to have to revisit the things that have hurt us in the past and heal them and transmute them. But when we do that, we are still going forward. We are still transmuting, creating, going forth into conscious change. And so asking yourself on a regular basis, if what you're doing is pursuing something you believe in, or if it is being done out of fear. And if that fear is there, then spend some time really identifying what it is that you want, even if you don't exactly know what it is, but you know that you want to feel free. Instead of thinking about how that fear makes you feel and how you don't want to be in that anymore, think about what freedom would feel like. Think about how it would manifest in your body. You don't need to know exactly what that looks like in your life. Not yet. You can allow that to form, but it's just about taking those small steps in incremental ways towards what it is that you do want. taking those proactive steps towards accomplishing that goal of, if you want to feel free, how can you give yourself a sense of freedom today, right now? How can you sit and be in this moment and allow everything that is on your shoulders from the past or from the day thus far, or everything that you are anxiously looking forward to, how can you let that just dissolve and know that right now is all that exists? And be in that freedom here and now. That's where it starts, and that's where it will always continue. Running towards who you want to be instead of just running away from fear. This could just honestly be a note on intentional living, because having a destination in mind, even if it's just to wander, even if it's just to be aimlessly, to have no plans or nothing to do and just allow yourself to rest, that's an intention, and that allows your energy to be cultivated, that allows you to be supported, that allows you to speak what it is that you want out loud. If it's to do nothing and to enjoy it, then amazing, wonderful. Sit in that. But if your goal is to not get hurt, if your goal is to not struggle, if your goal is to not fail, our brain does not understand the word not. When we think about not doing something, what do we think about in our head? What images, what pictures come up when I say, don't think about fear? You start thinking about fear. You start thinking about what you're scared of, because our brains process in a linear way. While time is not linear, we are only really able to control our consciousness to the degree of what we feed it. So we have to feed it things that nourish us. We have to say, okay, I want freedom. I want excitement. I want love. I want XYZ. And then you just start expanding on those things. What does freedom look like to you? This is something that we have to really train ourselves at, because I am becoming so aware of, for so long, understanding, you know, how to live, how to survive, and equating those two things instead of how to live, how to create, how to be intentional, and how to enjoy. Truly enjoy. When we are running from something that we don't want in order to create the life that we do, we are placing our hopes and our dreams and our life blood in the future. But when we are walking towards with intention the place that we want to go, and we are doing that with the direction in mind, with presence, we are there with presence. We are going towards something. We know where we are going, and we are no longer looking behind us to see if anything's following us, because we are no longer in that state of survival, of unnecessary need to be hypervigilant. And so this podcast episode is really to remind you of the power of your mind and the power of what you focus on, and to really put you in the place to be the witness in your life this week, and to figure out what it is that you want to run towards, what it is that you want to walk towards, gallop towards, skip towards, be part of, and then deciding that that's where you belong. And in every step, that's where you're going. You are safe. You are safe to create, you are safe to dream, you are safe to take steps and actions towards what it is that you want. And whatever voice is in your head telling you that you're not, and you have to struggle and you have to strive and you have to worry about things being together or else they will fall apart, that is the old program, and it is no longer helpful to you. At once, it may have kept you safe, but no longer and no more. And you do not need to spend your life trying to escape from your life. You are here to live. We are all figuring shit out. There is not a single one of us who is not figuring something out. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. Next week, there's going to be a guest. There's going to be more guests coming up as I head forth into the direction of my own dreams. I'm really looking for building a sense of community that feels connected, and learning from the people who I'm able to share this beautiful space with. So expect more faces, more people, more connected conversations. And if you are a frequent listener, please rate the podcast on whatever streaming platform you are listening on. Tell me your thoughts on this episode. tell me what you'd like to see next, and reach out if you ever have any questions or you want to let me know how the show has impacted your journey of figuring shit out. If you're curious for more Figuring Shit Out content, you can see the community below. There are monthly meditations in the community, Q&As, a community group chat, and I am looking for new ways to hold space outside of the podcast where we can figure shit out together and connect what we see in our inner world into our world of connection with each other. So with all of that being said, I love you guys and I will see you next week. Thank you for listening. Remember, if you spend your whole life trying to get your act together, you don't have a life. You have an act. So go and live your fucking life and go towards the direction that you want. I love you.
You gotta look for the redeeming feature. You gotta look for things to appreciate. You gotta find a reason to make it okay where you are. No, I've gotta strive and struggle and try. That's what I've been taught. Growth and expansion is my quest. No, that's inevitable. Whether it comes easy or hard is the question.
The horrible truth is that it's an inside job. That if you're going to get that love and that respect that you've just so that union starts inside.
To every experience of growth, there is an equal and an opposite. And that equal and an opposite is what drives you to that light. So you have to start inwards. You have to start first within yourself.